Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth. Morning, morning, morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Building consents. Are you going to tell us yet again that consents are not a build? And I think we're finding that particular truth out, aren't we?
Yeah, a bit more insight into the state of the local economy yesterday. Yeah, first up, building consents. Definitely a story forming here, Mike. You know, we took out a big pillar of the New Zealand economy when the tourism sector basically cratered following, you know, March 2020, tearing a big hole in the contribution of that sector to local activity. And to some degree, we had this very robust activity in construction sector, which really sort of helped fill that hole. Now, building consent activity has sort of told the tale of what's happened over that period, and building consent still running at the highest levels we've seen since the 1970s, you know, fueled by cheap money and rising asset prices, and of course households allocating capital to that sector. But I think the wheels are starting to wobble, Mike.
Yep.
I think they're starting to wobble. You know, house sales, the number of house sales are falling. Price growth is moderating, falling. Even if you're game, you know, you can risk a holiday instead of going and building that deck. Now, are we seeing evidence of this in the building consent data yesterday? Well, you know, maybe. The nominal level is still really high. So on an annual basis, building consents still running at over 50,000 annually. But the issuance of consents has fallen back from the previous month's numbers. So on a seasonally adjusted basis, down 8.5%. Now, one consistent trend, irrespective of the overall numbers, is a rise. We've talked about this many times, of multi-unit dwelling consents, and we're still seeing that. So the annual rise, so the 12 months, month on month, is 18%. Now, last month, that growth rate was 24%, so it has slowed. And some of that pullback in April can be explained by the volatility of those multi-unit consents, which are by their very nature sort of quite lumpy. I mean, my view, Mike, is that I'd expect these building consent numbers to moderate from there because of those reasons that we talk about all the time, the house sales weakening and prices plateauing. But of course, you know, building costs are now a really restrictive factor as well. On a regional basis, Auckland, Wellington, Waikato, they were very strong. The rest of the North Island, perhaps not running quite as hot. The South Island, pretty generalised, strong activity. And of course, Mike, as you point out regularly, these are just consents.
Right.
We don't know the extent to which it translates to builds. Just one point, though, there is still a heck of a big pipeline in the construction sector, so I wouldn't expect to see activity slow down for a while, but something is going to happen.
All right, what about confidence? Where are we at with that?
Oh, it's all a bit grim, all a bit grim. Like, business confidence down 14 points to minus 55.6. Own activity down 13 points to minus 4.7. That headline number is the lowest we've seen since COVID. Activity indicators a bit mixed. Residential construction intentions, though, Mike, these are lemming-like. They are going off the cliff. It's fallen from minus 36 to minus 50. These numbers would suggest that there is going to be a slowdown in activity, and it's going to happen quite quickly. So we still have to see how that reconciles with these building consent numbers. Export intentions, first negative read in a year and a half. Cost expectations, they're just supercharged. Profit expectations, no improvement there. Inflation expectations, this is interesting, Mike. They went from 5.92 to 6.18. So still going up, but the rate of growth has slowed. The real challenge, Mike, to find anything positive in the survey. If I had to be creative, Mike, if I had to be creative this morning, I'd look at this survey and I'd say, if the RBNZ does keep hiking the official cash rate, which we assume they will, you have now got fertile ground for sowing the seeds for lower demand, and it could happen quite quickly.
Yep.
Which means they won't need to hike as much as they're currently forecasting. So that's
one
positive.
Yeah, well, I noted the banks were saying yesterday they're still holding on to their 3.5, not Adrian's 3.9, which is interesting. Now, what are the numbers?
Dow Jones, 33,187, down 23 points. The S&P 500, 4164, up small. And the NASDAQ, 12,177, which is up about 45 points. FTSE 100 overnight, 7607, up 8. The Nikkei, 27,279, down 90. Shanghai Composite, 3186, up 37. ASX 200 lost 75 points yesterday, 7211. The NZX 50 gained 162 points yesterday, 1.46%. Good day, closing 11,308. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar 0.652 against the US, the Aussie 0.9069 against the Euro, 0.6075, 0.5169 pounds against the yen, 83.64. Gold trading at $1,847, and Brent crude crude, on the button, $123.
Okay, you're off to Australia.
Australia.
So tell me, when I talk to you Friday, what I want to know is how many shops at Auckland Airport are open, how many shops in Australia are open, and whether the flight took off on time and whether it's too much hassle actually jumping on a plane, all right?
I'll let you know all of those things on Friday morning, Mike.
Look forward to it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.